Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. Students are back on campus this week as summer school started, the first term that is. Record enrollment, more than 4,000 students are taking advantage of our free tuition this summer. I know President Ford, who will join us in just a moment, will talk more about that. Also, don't forget, second term of summer school begins July 5th. There's still plenty of time to sign up for the second term. And it's not too early to start thinking ahead to the fall. The fall semester will be here before you know it. And don't forget, thanks to our iPad initiative, we will save you more than $3,000 in your freshman year alone on textbook costs. Now, let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time here on Tiger Talk.
Thank you, Will. And it's a great opportunity to again to address the Northeast family and kind of catch everybody up on some things that are going on around campus. I think the biggest thing going on this week is summer school starting. The last numbers that we had were about 4,300 registered for summer school, summer enrollment, and this is this is a great number to have. So we are setting records this summer. I think the biggest number that we've had since 2010 was 3,500 for summer school. So it's been about 10 years since we've seen this large number for enrollment for summer school. So we're extremely pleased and happy that we have a large summer school enrollment. I do want to say thank you again to our admissions office and the time that they have put into getting all of our summer school students registered and the process completed for them and making an easy transition into to class. I do want to say thank you to the call center. We've had several faculty that have come in and answered the phone and entered folks in class and those type of things, and we're certainly appreciative of those. And I think it's great that we can all cross over into another area and work for a while and kind of see what goes on. And it makes us appreciate each other and the things and the jobs that we do, because all the jobs that we do and the things that everybody does on campus are so important to the operation of the college. And it's very important that we all support each other and pitch in and help. And I've seen that tremendously in the last 2 or 3 or 4 weeks getting ready for summer school. And also want to say thank you to our financial aid office, because they have had a large number of financial aid applications to process and FAFSAs to process. So we want to say thank you to them. Also our IT department for the extra work that they have done in creating this making this transition easy for our students and also for our employees in creating scripts and those type of things for us to rely on and work on. Also want to say thank you to the iPad people that worked with iPads and the handouts. Those were complete volunteers that came in and worked their time off and contributed to handing out iPads. I think the first day we had about 300 or 400, the second day about 300 or 400, and then yesterday, Tuesday, the first day of classes, we had about 600. And I've seen the numbers steadily increase today. So we are getting at the iPads passed out, and I'm thankful for the volunteers and the people that have come in to assist with the iPad handout. Now that we have summer enrollment, it's kind of stabilized a little bit. We still have a lot of work in finishing that process up, but it's time for us to look forward to the fall enrollment and start focusing on that and getting that enrollment up to of course, our goal is 4,000 for the fall semester also. So hopefully we're going to do that. All these students that are in summer school, encourage them to re-enroll for the fall semester if they haven't done so already. We've got 4 dates of orientation coming up beginning next week. So we're going to be relying heavily on, again, our advisors, our faculty, and other people around campus to assist with orientation. And I'm sure that you'll hear more about orientation going forward. But the fall enrollment is such a huge, huge endeavor, and it's also a very important piece Northeast and the things that we've got going on. I think we have about 475 maybe or 500 that are registered for orientation. So we're excited about those folks coming in and learning more about Northeast, and also more folks coming in to register. I do want to remind everyone about the upcoming Mobile Learning Conference, which is the 21st through the 23rd of June. This is a great opportunity to increase your knowledge of the usage of technology in the classroom. It's a great opportunity for our high school, our K-12 colleagues to come in and get some CEU units, or maybe just enhance their learning of what's going on at in the usage of technology in the classroom. There's a lot of technology out there. There's a lot of apps out there that would enhance your classroom instruction. So we encourage everybody to take advantage of that with our Mobile Learning Conference. Just an information item here, our foundation office has now moved to Ramsey Hall, and that move is complete. They're establishing phone lines and computer lines, and that should be finished up within the next day or two. So we're excited about that opportunity for it to be more visible here in Ramsey Hall. I do want to say that our website is about 98% ready to go, so we will be notifying everyone when it's up and ready to go and is fully operational. As I mentioned, we have about 75 or 80 people on campus that are involved in summer school restoration process, iPad handout, and those type of things, and we're very appreciative of those. Do want to mention that our Success Center has kind of revamped its operations a little bit, so we have several new employees there that will be coming, some that haven't come on board yet and others that will, but they'll be reaching out to you to let you know who they are, and we'll be notifying you of that also. So just make sure that you rely on the Success Center if you have students that that need assistance. Also, the Northeast at Ripley site is up and going, the campus there. Phone lines are installed. All the fencing is installed. The only thing that we really like is the lab equipment, installing it within the science lab, and we're thankful to ARC for providing the bulk of the lab equipment, and also the People's Bank and Ripley for the great contributions that they have made toward the center. I do want to remind everybody that they went through graduation. Their photo can be found on our Smug Mug account. And with summer school coming in, that means our athletic teams are coming in for the summer school. Football came in this week. A lot of basketball players, men and women, are here taking classes this summer to kind of get a head start on school this fall. So our colleague Michael Miller will be returning to work very shortly, probably next week. So we're excited about him and thankful that he is back and feeling much, much better. So we've kind of got everything wrapped up here. We've got our budget is set for next year, and we're looking forward to the possibilities with our summer school enrollment increasing, and also hopefully our fall enrollment will increase too. As I mentioned it earlier, we have a tremendous amount of work to do as far as fall enrollment goes, and we're trying to get those numbers up. So, you know, it's sad that we're so enrollment driven, but it is what it is, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to get as many students here as we possibly can. I told someone the other day, you know, my job and all of our jobs is to make Northeast as attractive as we possibly can to as many people as we possibly can. So that's what we're going to do, is continue to make Northeast the showplace of the state of Mississippi, and we're certainly going to do that. And we are known as one of the premier community colleges within the state and the nation, so we are excited about the possibilities coming up the rest of this summer and this fall, and looking forward to continuing to move forward. So again, I want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you all so much, because Northeast could not be the premier institution it is without the employees that we have working here. And also want to shout out to our facilities operations staff because they did a tremendous job and a quick turnaround of getting their dorms ready to go in a matter of a week and a half, 2 weeks, and usually have a six-week window to do that. But we got turned around and cleaned up and ready to go for our summer school. And also the campus looks extremely nice. So again, thank you to our landscaping crew and the job that they do across campus and making it look nice. So again, thank you to everyone. And we're looking forward to a great summer and looking even forward even more to a great fall in August and September. And again, ladies and gentlemen, as always, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Really appreciate your time as always with your segments here on Tiger Talk. Before we wrap up this week's show, just a friendly reminder that you can also stay up to date by following us on social media. It's a great way to stay connected with one of the elite community colleges in the entire country. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can follow our athletic department that's growing this year with the addition of the sports of tennis and archery. More on those sports in the days to come here on Tiger Talk. But yes, follow Northeast Athletics on those same three formats when it comes to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And with that, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Blake Long, who continues to piece this Tiger Talk together each week for us. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.